traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Je pense qu'il faut savoir se servir de tout. Il faut savoir comprendre tout et le pourquoi des choses. Échec, succès.
Sir, my orange dam is a twinning, but the snail in a chap earthy. Offered we so wish follow, doon, her fussing an apper that either with Nile or Lot, and it isn't there footing it never missy. Her snake at a hervenny set the snake a ellie. Skelling out the thing a lnaf, thing a sick.
Dorsaux, les iliaques, les ronds, les carrés, les triangulaires, les pyramidaux, les abdominaux, les fessiers, les biceps, les triceps, les tendons d'Achille, les supinateurs, les jambiers, les sublimes, les dédaigneux, les superbes, les complexes, le diaphragme, le vagin, l'anus, le voile du palais, le tissu conjonctif, les méninges, la dure mère, l'arrache-noix de la pimère, la sclérotique, la cornée, la rétine, la choroïde, les gencives, la plèvre, le péritoine, l'épiploon,
Tu es ma gloire de Cyprine, ma fauve, mon lilas, ma pourpre. Tu me chasses le long de mes tunnels, tu t'engouffres faite de vent. Tu souffles dans mes oreilles, tu mugis, une roseur te vient sur tes joues. Tu mets, à l'aide ma Sapho, tu mets. Je meurs enveloppée, sainte, tenue, imprégnée de tes mains infiltrées, suaves, flux, infiltrées de mes nymphes jusqu'à ma gorge par les rayons de tes doigts. Mes oreilles atteintes se liquéfient. Je tombe, je t'entraîne dans cette chute en spirale sifflante. Parle-moi, tourbillonnante, maelstrom, maudit adoré, peine de plaisir, joie, joie, pleurs de joie, je t'entraîne. Tes bras enroulés autour de moi tournent autour de deux corps perdus dans le silence des sphères infinies. Qu'est-ce que le moi? Quelqu'une qui se met à sa fenêtre peut-elle dire qu'elle me voit passer? Douce, muselée, agnel de lait, chat, je te crache.
Your bare feet touch the blue calluses of the anemones as you walk. The pink, violet, white, yellow snapdragons come to your calves, some as far as your thighs. Scarlet, orange, yellow dahlias come up to your shoulders. The crushed violet irises leave long stains on the inward of your arms. You advance along an ultramarine avenue. The bees, bumblebees, butterflies expelled from the corollas you seize in passing surround you. Rays of sunlight traversing the trees touch your lips, your hair, your pubic hair, creating a dazzling effect. The shaken lilies, amaryllis, arums, lose the pollen from their pistils. It is yellow on your legs and on your feet. I see it. I see you naked in a drift of cut flowers, red, white, black tulips, mauve asters, pink, yellow columbines, orange marigolds, blue, white, pink, violet Michaelmas daisies, pink, pale blue ultramarine cornflowers, tawny brown, scarlet yellow, white, madder red chrysanthemums. I see you. You roll over and over. You rub your cheeks, your belly, your sex against the flower heads. You seize them in fistfuls to cover yourself. The insects fly off, buzzing around you. You laugh with mouth wide open. Slowly, you rock to and fro. You fall backward. You disappear completely, one or other arm emerging momentarily. Or there may be glimpsed the bulge of a thigh, or the white gleam of your belly, or your curved throat, or the hair you toss all mingled with flower stalks. I look at you. I am unable to stir. I struggle. I am unable to reach you, monster. Flank to flank, you all advance. You yourself, mouth open, not held by any bit teeth bared. You pant. Your nostrils quiver. Coming up to me, you kneel before the little girls, like the mounts in painted pictures. Your head bends and tosses. I place both my hands on your mane. I hold your head. I pass my tongue over your muzzle. I glide against your belly in order to mount you. Then you bridle. Your coat grazes my vulva and my thighs. When I lie down, my belly is pressed against your back. You set off at a gallop towards the sea. You whinny with all your might. The wind blows at my ears. It upholds my hair behind. My breasts judder. When I turn round, I see the islands, dwellings, all small and distant. Then I begin to whinny in my turn as loudly as I can. I slide along your length. I let myself fall to the ground. Now I gallop, even though it means forcing the pace to keep up with you. My feet happily trample the sand. The sun on the sea scorches my eyes. We enter the sea head on. Whoever retraces their steps, it will not be you nor I, my dearest. Your body steams. Your nostrils flare. My flank touches your flank. Coolness comes from the water. A dazzle comes to me from the sun and the sea. Sound reaches me from the waves. A warm breath touches my neck, yours. Isabel was there from the land of meteors, of avalanches, of wrecks, of plunder. She had thrown me a word of liberation, a program. She was bringing me the invigorating breath of the North Sea. I had the strength to remain silent even as I swelled with pride. She was waiting for me, but that did not guarantee security. The word she has used was too strong. We looked at one another. We were paralyzed. I threw myself into her arms. Her lips were trying to find Therese's in my hair, in my neck, in the folds of my pinafore, between my fingers, along my shoulders. Why couldn't I reproduce myself 1,000 times and offer her 1,000 Therese's? I was nothing but myself, and that was not enough. I wasn't a forest. A blade of grass in my hair, a piece of confetti in the folds of my pinafore, a ladybird between my fingers, a piece of fluff on my neck, a scar on my cheek would have given me more body. Why wasn't I the weeping locks of a willow tree beneath her hand as it stroked my hair? I made a frame for her face. My love. I contemplated her. I was remembering her in the present, savoring her nearness to me from final moment to final moment. We created a fiesta to celebrate the oblivion of time. We hugged to our hearts all the Thérèses and Isabels who would make love to one another later with other names. We finished our embrace with cracking and trembling limbs. We rolled, intertwined, down a slope of shadows. We held our breaths so that life and death themselves should come to a halt. I stormed her mouth as one storms a beleaguered city. I was hoping to plunder and destroy both her entrails and my own. We did it from memory, as though we had caressed one another before we were born, as though we were replacing a link. Isabelle's hand, sending tremors down my thigh, was my hand. My hand, as it rested on Isabelle's flank, was hers. She was reflecting me. I was reflecting her. Two mirrors making love. Our exploration in unison was not affected when she pushed back her hair or when I pushed down the sheet. I listened with her fingers to the song my fingers were singing to her. We learned. We were remembering that the skin of thighs is as sensitive as mimosa. Our hands were so light that I could follow the curve of Isabelle's down along my arm, the curve of mine down along her arm. We trailed the backs of our fingernails down the furrow between one another's closed thighs, then trailed them up again, stimulating, then suppressing little quivers. Our skin was exercising our hands and their doubles. We led velvet reins and floods of frothing muslin down from our groins to our ankles, then made our way back, prolonging an underground rumbling of sweetness from shoulder down to heel. We stopped. "I'm waiting for you," Isabel said. Her flesh seemed to be made entirely of pearls to me.
Their eyes, stuck to a shred of skin, are hidden in their long locks. When they toss their heads to shake some wisp off, their cheeks. Or else, when they bend forward, their eyes are visible, rolling, gleaming, bluish haloed by the white of the agate-round cornea. They put their hands there only to tidy themselves. When they comb their hair strand by strand. Then each eye, touched, closes its lids like a firefly going out. When they bound in the meadows holding each other by the hand, it seems as if there were hundreds of great pearls in their hair, sparkling in the sun. If they begin to weep, they are enclosed from head to foot in their falling tears. Through the light, small rainbows hallow them and make them glitter. The women say they are drunk. Great fields of scarlet poppies have been trampled on the foot. Their heads, their torn petals, hang loosely or lie in confusion on the ground. Not a drop of dew is visible on the flowers. The women dance. They hold each other round the neck and let themselves fall to the ground. Lips black, eyes starting. They say they are drunk. Their arms and legs are bare. Their loosened hair hides their cheeks, then flung back, reveal shining eyes, lips parted in song.